Oh man, this weather, I'm telling you, it's crazy, right guys? So we started a new series last week, and if you weren't here, you're always welcome to go listen to it on our podcast or watch it on YouTube. But last week we talked about testimonies and testifying and the importance of knowing that you're saved and knowing where God is working in your life and what he's done, and make sure that we're testifying to the things that he has done in our lives. And this series that we entered last week is all about how the Holy Spirit works in and through our lives. And we get to see that in large part in the book of Acts, and how the Holy Spirit used the first believers to do amazing things. And so as I was thinking about this week, I got thinking about home, and not necessarily Canada, but that's where I'm from, but I got thinking about going home. And at the end, you know, when you had like a hard, long day, and the first thing that you're so excited to do, and like maybe what you've been thinking about for the last 20 minutes of class or the last hour of work or something like that, is being like, oh, I'm so excited to get home and to get some chips and salsa and kick my feet up, or whatever your food of choice is, and just relax. You know, that like nice place where you get to go and put your recliner up. At my house, it is three dogs going crazy. Two of them come up and go nuts. And then our girl dog, her name's Aspen, she's so excited to see me that when I get home and I see her, she like does these crazy spins on this chair. And then sometimes she pees a little because she's so excited. We're still figuring out how to not do that. But there's something about going home that's exciting. And maybe home is smelling some baked goods. Kiana makes baked goods all the time. That is one of my favorite things when I get home, is just being like, oh yeah, some fresh baking. This is nice. Maybe for you, it's your mom baked cookies, or there's just something nice, even at your home here, your home away from home at college. And as I was thinking about home, I wondered how often that same feeling, that good feeling of home, how often we go to prayer and feel like that same feeling of home. How often we might read our Bible, or maybe just spend time being with God and feeling home. Today we're going to talk about abiding and abiding in Christ. And my hope is that we go away from here knowing a little bit more about abiding in Christ, but also knowing how important it is for us to find him as home. We're not singing it tonight, but the song Set a Fire is like one of my favorite. And we sing, there's no place I'd rather be than here in your love. And there's some days for me that that's true, and there's other days that I feel like I'm so far from that. But that's what we want. We want it to be that there's no place that we'd rather be than in the love of Christ. Maybe if you like some old school songs, it's better as one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. And there's this idea of finding our home in Christ. That is something that we need to be in constant pursuit in as believers. So as I thought about this, I thought about the original 120 that we talked about last week. There's these 120 believers that are all in this upper room that are praying, that they're abiding in Christ, and they're waiting for the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting because in the Old Testament, there's these 120 priests, these 120 people that were supposed to be the voice of God to the people. And in the temple is where the Spirit of God rested and was and made his home. And those priests would be responsible for the temple duties and doing things in the temple. But these 120 people were filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's this new priesthood of believers, and it's not just these 120 that are part of the priesthood that are filled with the Holy Spirit, but it's this idea that there's a shift now from the temple being this place where the Spirit dwelled to now that there's a priesthood of all believers, that all who called upon him would know him and would be filled by him. If you guys have your note cards, they're a little bit different today. They actually have some fill in the blanks, and it's, our bodies are the new temple where the Holy Spirit abides. And this is where the Holy Spirit lives. If you accept Christ, he abides in you. We read this last week, but I'm going to read it again. And it's Peter quoting Joel, the prophet Joel. And he says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn to blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, and you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. This was this prophecy, and Peter saying, this is what's happening now. And that's what we have in us. We have the Holy Spirit. If we accept Christ, we have the Holy Spirit living in us. Christ has made his home in us, and he now abides in us when we encounter him. And Jesus talks about this abiding, and it's really interesting. He talks about this abiding and the connection that we have to him in and amongst in John 14 and 16, where he talks about the Holy Spirit. In John 15, he talks about a vine, and he says this. He says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Jesus says that if you abide in me, I will abide in you. And we understand that there's this somewhat, it's a different relationship, but he's abiding in us and we have to abide in him. And he says, stay connected to me as a branch. Stay connected to the vine. Abide in the vine. Make your home in the vine, and I will stay connected to you. And then he kind of details that fruit, based off that, fruit is the outcome of a life connected to Christ. When we abide in Christ, fruit comes naturally. And so what is fruit? Well, in this case, it's grapes, right? And it's the good works of God that flow through us. Fruit can be a multitude of things, but it's really the goodness of God shining through our lives. And there's so many, I could sit here and list out like things that come to my head for hours and hours of ways that God produces fruit in our lives. But it's something that comes naturally when we make our home in Christ, when we abide in him, when we stay connected to him. I heard someone talking about this, and they were saying, they're like, a vine branch does not will that its grapes are made. It doesn't look down at the end of the vine and say, oh, grapes, come on, grapes. It stays connected. I know that sounds funny. It stays connected to its vine, and then the natural progression of its connection is fruit. And I know probably all too often, I get too focused on trying to produce fruit and trying to do it on my own and trying to be the one to make that happen and forget to stay connected. Forget that if I just abide in him, his goodness is going to shine through and his good works are going to be done. The second thing that we really that we see in this first half of this passage is that pruning is a part of it. He says even if we have this connection to God, he says some of the people will be cut off. If you're not abiding in me, you're going to be cut off from the vine. But then he also says that those who are connected to me will be pruned. And so pruning is part of abiding. It is the Father refining us to do his work. And when I think about pruning, it sounds like a painful thing, right? I was reading up on this, and it was saying that like a lot of the time, vines they knew were going to produce fruit started growing way too fast, and they would have broken off, and they would have never produced fruit, or maybe their fruit would have been minimized because it just got like out of hand, or part of it would have snapped because it couldn't hold its own weight. And so what it says here is that the Father sometimes prunes us so that we might bear more fruit. And a lot of the time, that's going to mean when we're connected to the vine, when we're connected to Jesus and we're working on our relationship with him, we're going to have times where he reveals things in our lives that are sinful and that need forgiveness. And maybe that's part of our pruning phase, part of our connection phase is like, oh, in order to bear fruit, I got to get this out of my life, or I got to seek forgiveness with this person so that I can grow and flourish in this relationship. But it's not all about sin. There's other times where we get pruned back, where maybe a door gets closed that seemed like the perfect job or the perfect opportunity. A relationship might end that seemed like it was going so well. And sometimes it doesn't feel fair and it doesn't make any sense. But I know in my own life, if I look back, I can see so many times where God was pruning me so that I could be more fruitful and be more of use to his kingdom. An easy example for me is I had other girlfriends, and I am so glad that my wife is Kiana, right? It's this idea that I know, like looking back on it, and like some relationships, I'm like, I don't know what happened. I don't like probably I was silly and blind, but that's okay. That's part of the pruning. It's that God was like, no, I have something better for you. I have something better in store for you. Something more fruitful for your life. Another thing that I was thinking about this week, and it's going to end up good, so don't hate on me at the start of this, is that I never wanted to live in America. It was like very low on my list of places I wanted to live. I was like, God, I love you, and I love that I'm in ministry, and I'm so excited to be doing ministry in Canada. It's the best. It's so nice. I love Canada. I like the flag, you know. I like going to the doctor, not having to bring an HSA card and all these medical forms. And I really loved living in Canada, and I had no desire to live in the U.S. And I think I told God that a couple times, be like, God, I don't care if you send me to like Sweden or Norway. Those places are cool, but I don't want to live in the United States. And God's like, but he started to prune things in my life and refine things in my life. And the more that I stayed connected to him, the more that I became open to the idea of moving here. And I will admit, I love it here. I love the United States. It's awesome. But if I hadn't been connected to the vine, and I had just stayed in those ways, I had created those barriers in my life, and I was like, no, this is a barrier that I want here. If I hadn't been in prayer and been connected to him, I know that I would have missed out on the opportunity to come here. I know that I would have missed out on the opportunity to marry my wife. And I know that I would have missed out on a ton of fruit that God's been doing in my own life and through my life. So some parts of staying connected are going to be hard or going to be a challenge or are going to mean breaking down walls or barriers. It's not sad though. It's good. Because God has good things. And we're going to see that in the second half of the passage. It says, yes, Jesus is speaking, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Not just a little bit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. And so what he says is that if you stay connected to me, if you stay abiding in me, there's going to be pruning phases in your life. There's going to be times where you have to go through barriers, but there's also going to be times of crazy exponential growth. There are going to be times in your life where God is doing so much in you and so much through you. But you have to stay connected to the vine so that this fruit might flow out of you and flow out of us. And we bring glory to God by bearing fruit. I'll say that again. We bring glory to God by bearing fruit. And so not only are we doing this to get some gold stars or feel goods, that's not what we're doing it for at all. It's that when we know that Christ has made his home in us, and that we want no place but to be in his love and be connected to him and be abiding in the vine, then naturally out of that is going to be fruit that brings God glory, that has kingdom impact, that brings people into knowing Christ, that encourages other believers, that lifts people up, that brings people into a place of challenge, that helps other people be connected to Jesus. And all of that brings God glory. It says in Colossians 3, 1 to 4, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. And it's saying when heaven is our home, when that's our sights, when we're abiding in Christ, we're going to live out a Christ-like life that's going to produce fruit. And then at the end of our days, we will share in all of the glory. When we go to heaven, we will be in awe of the presence of the Lord, in constant state of glory and understanding. And I just can't even imagine. And what we get to do here and now, if we stay connected to Jesus, if we abide in him, is we bring heaven to earth. We, by the power of the Holy Spirit, get to bring heaven to earth and bring God glory and to show his glory. And it says in the passage near the end of, I think it's verse 7, it says that you can ask anything in my name and it will be given. And so this isn't to say that when we stay connected to Jesus, that we don't need to ask anything. It's not just like, let me fall in love more with Jesus, but that it's there's this natural flowing that we'll just start to ask things that are of him. And the more that we're connected to him, the more we're going to be able to understand the ways he works and the ways he's working in our lives and the things that we should ask for. And we need to be bold askers in the name of Jesus so that his kingdom might inbreak and take down the power that the enemy has in so many places in this world. By abiding in him, we're making our home in him and understanding that our true home is in heaven. And that's not always going to be an easy thing. I know at the start I talked about kicking back and everything being good and just being relaxed and it's so nice being at home. And that's true. That when we're in Christ, there's this overflowing and there's this goodness. But there's also work. There's also things that we need to do that to stay connected with him, to be in relationship with him. I was thinking about the idea of making a home. And Kiana and I live in a house not too far from the church. And it didn't feel quite like home at first. Right after we got married, we've had to work on things and figure out things and learn how to live together and decorate and make things look like a home. There's other things that are maintenance things in home, like dishes, that are always going to be there every time as long as you're eating. And so in that same way, even though there's these easy times with God, there's also times that we really have to push into him, that we have to make sure that we're staying connected. And so the challenge for this week is going to be make sure that you're connecting with Jesus. Because I want every single person here to be bearing much fruit. And the only way to bear fruit, to bear a ton of it, is staying connected to him. And I don't know what your rhythms are, but maybe that means waking up a little earlier to read the word for a little bit and to pray. Maybe that means spending some extra time listening to worship music instead of watching TV. Maybe that means going for a walk and just asking something of him. The other thing I would love if everyone would do is if everyone could just focus this week and pray on that abiding, thanking Jesus for abiding in them and also asking how you might abide in him and that you might stay more connected and bear a ton of fruit. And he's going to give you so many amazing ways that you can bear fruit. Sometimes it's going to be challenging, and sometimes it's just going to flow naturally out of who you are in him. Let God's glory show through you, and know that we are called to abide in Christ.